Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for September 15th, 2011. I'm involved with an organization which is undergoing a significant change, and the last time it made a change of this nature was about 20 years ago. It's been interesting watching and reading the variety of opinions being voiced in meetings on Facebook and Twitter and in various forums. It seems like there are three main reactions. First, there are those who have warmly accepted the change, a reaction that cuts across demographic lines. Second, there are those who have accepted the change, albeit some are reluctant about it, and some have legitimate concerns. They're using the various forums to voice those concerns in the hope that someone in leadership is listening. And finally, there are those who are refusing to change. They don't like the change, they have reasons, both legitimate and picayune, and they may be dragged into the change kicking and screaming. Well, today's world is a world of change. Even the way some of us do our art is changing. Take writers, for instance. Between blogs, Kindles and Nooks, e-readers, print-on-demand publishing, they've all had an impact on how writers get their words out into the public. And more authors are having to spend more and more time marketing and promoting their books, something the publishers used to do, because publishers are focusing their efforts on the small number of bestsellers. So if you're in an area of change, in an area of art that's facing a change, the question is, how will you react to that change? What are your thoughts? How are you going to handle change? Do you agree? Disagree? Send me your opinion via email to robert@salemministries.ca, and maybe we can begin a dialogue on this issue. Keep listening, and I'll repeat the email address at the end of today's show.
Thank you.
That was Open the Eyes of My Heart from the CD Fifth String Boulevard by Trevor Dick. Trevor took part in the Matinee Melodies series at Guelph's Knox Presbyterian Church recently. He presented an acoustic set on its custom five-string viola featuring songs improvised around some melodies that he'd been working on. Well, Guelph's Lakeside Church is embracing the arts this church year, and hopefully in the future. It's returned to the days where the church supported both the art and artists by being one of the few congregations in Canada to establish an artist-in-residence program. Visual artist Sylvia Woods is Lakeside's first artist-in-residence, and she's on the phone with me to talk about the program and the goal of this new ministry. Good evening, Sylvia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, before we get into the actual program, artist-in-residence program, let's find a little bit about you. When did you start becoming interested in art?
I was very, very young. My mom says that it's the first thing and the only thing I ever said I wanted to do, so probably 2 years old.
So when you did that, is that sort of when you kind of realized that, yes, I'm going to be an artist when I get older?
I think so, but you go up and down with things, I suppose, but I think that from a young age, I just really appreciated the creative side of myself and pursued it, so it was something that I kept in front of me all the time and continued to pursue and work on, and I think that's what directed me then when I had to make bigger decisions as an older woman.
So was it always painting that you were doing?
Generally painting. When I started out at college, they let you try your hand at a few things, so I did, you know, some jewelry, some printmaking, some sculpture and various things like that, but it always came back to painting and drawing, yeah.
Now you're talking about some of your studies. Where did you do your studying?
Well, I did an introductory year. The high school that I went to didn't offer, it was a small farming community, and so it didn't offer art as part of their program, so I took some correspondence courses during that time for grade 11 and 12 and 13, and then went to Sheridan College for a year, and then to Centennial College for a year, and then Ontario College of Art for 4 years, and I was able to do my third year of that in Florence, Italy.
Now, and when you were in Florence, did you study some of the masters, was there any one that kind of sort of started influencing you?
Absolutely, yeah. We studied, of course, all of the Renaissance works and spent tons of time in the Uffizi Gallery and in the drawing rooms there and going around to the various chapels and churches and traveling about Italy, and then had a bit of time to travel through the rest of Europe, too. And at the time, it was certainly an influence, but I found that I was drawn to more modern painters. Stanley Spencer was somebody that I really enjoyed, and Lucian Freud, and I just felt at that young age I was just exploring what was actually out there and what was modern, and at the time I was working almost exclusively on figurative work, and so that's what my eye was drawn to, but yeah.
So I know that one of the things that they tell writers is to ultimately just develop your own voice.
Right.
Is that the same with artists, as you have to develop your own style?
Absolutely, and I think as it can change and evolve slightly, but you do need to know what you want to communicate and then how you want that done. And there's, you know, when you look at landscape work, for example, there are so many ways for an artist to say something, you know, whether it's commenting about people's emotions through the landscape. So it could speak to loneliness, it could speak to strength, it could speak to any number of human emotions. And I think knowing what you want to project, what you want to say, usually then identifies what you'll want to paint, and they relate to each other in that way. So,
when you're looking at the type of things you're painting, that is there any one subject that you're drawn back to?
I go back and forth out of figurative work because I think of the human, you're able to say a lot through story using people, but the challenge I'm putting before myself now is to be able to say the same thing with other parts of creation and to draw emotion without being quite so literal. So, but yeah, I think one of the things that keeps coming forward in my work is hope, and I think artists work out of their worldview. And so as a Christian in the arts, one of the things that often distinguishes their art is hope that can be seen in some way. So even if you're depicting something that is not a positive story or a positive scene, the worldview comes through anyways, and you see that there's something more to this. It's not a bleak, it's not desolate, it's not the end, but there's something more that can come forth.
In looking at that, I mean, it doesn't mean necessarily that you're having to create painting that depict Christian themes. It's creating works that can depict that worldview. Is that correct?
Absolutely right. I don't think I've ever had anything as specific as a cross on a hill in any way. I think that in the same way that secular and spiritual life is completely interconnected, and there really is no separation, so it's almost unfortunate that people have even labeled the two, because I think a person comes forth with the whole of their being, and your spiritual self is part of everything else that you do. So my faith should influence everything and does influence everything I do. So I don't choose subject matter specifically for its Christian themes, so per se, but I use what's of interest to me, what I'm wanting to communicate now, and then because of where I come from, my worldview will hopefully shine through whatever subject matter that I'm representing.
Now, has that often led to you being able to have conversations with people about your worldview?
It depends on what I've been doing, but yeah, definitely. And in the past, I was, I'd say, quite a bit more literal. My work was a bit more storytelling in style and figurative, so people would wonder, why are they doing that? What does this mean? And I like that. I like the challenge of that. I think that part of what you can do as well is just put a piece forward that either a lot of people want to put questions forward with their art that make people stop and say, what is going on? What does this mean? What can we do about it? I think what I'm doing now is more trying to put out work that has a beauty of its own, representing emotions and feelings, and sometimes even right now I'm curious about going back into the old symbolism of back in, as you said, to the Italian roots. There was a lot of symbolism in Renaissance art that the common people would have understood, and various fruits and garden pieces would have stood for virtues and ideas. And we don't have that same language anymore, that visual language, but I'm wanting to go back and explore that again. So the things that I put forward may not immediately say to the person, oh, she's talking about purity, but that's an ancient thought for a garden piece or for a landscape piece. If you've included a lily, you're talking about purity, you're talking about Christ. And I'm just wanting to subtly approach those, put those things, thoughts together. So that's where I'm heading right now, is this year.
How challenging, especially in today's world where we may have lost some of that symbolism, how challenging is that going to be to depict some of those themes?
Well, I'm at the start, as I say, I'm at the start of this year. This is a new push. It's in a similar vein to what I've been doing, but a little bit of a different push. So I'm debating right now whether to use it as an education piece as well, and even name my pieces in a way, or whether to just leave it. And the interesting thing about symbolism is that a lot of the images that have been used through ancient times and then also used within the Christian church have been the same. So I'm wondering if there's something deeper connecting us deeply with these symbols, that without having to spell it out to people, they will perhaps pick up on some of what they were meant to represent. And then, of course, the use of color, the use of composition and line and that sort of thing will all point to the meaning of the symbol as well. So that I'm hoping that without beating anyone over the head, you can make a comment through the art itself without having to tell them this used to mean this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pull some of those symbols out, represent them in a more of a gardenscape, landscape way, and then my hope is that the emotion or the original intent of that might come through in the piece itself. So a type of education, but certainly subtle and certainly not the primary goal. That's more of what's motivating me,
right?
And helping me to choose the subject matter that I'm hoping to move towards this year.
And this is all part of what you're going to be doing as artist in residence, right?
Yes, that's what I'm working on now. I came into it this year. I set the program up, or proposed the program to the church, and organized the structure of it myself. And then when we started on it, then all of a sudden it's a separate thing as the artist now pursuing this. how is my year going to look and what am I going to go forward with? And I'd like to have a collection at the end of the year that is specifically for this year, so that the show, we'll be having a show in end of May, early June, and I'd like it to be one cohesive show. And so looking at what my proposal is for this year, that's mm-hmm. where I'm going. So,
well, I want to get into that. I want to talk a little bit more about the program and what the Artist in Residence program is, but what we need to do is take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with Lakeside Church Artist in Residence Sylvia Woods. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection, and you've been listening to Trelawney from Fifth String Boulevard CD by Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Sylvia Woods, the first artist in residence at Guelph's Lakeside Church. Now, Sylvia, we were talking just before I went to break about, you know, the proposal that you made for the Artist in Residence program and that. And how did this all come together? Like, why did Lakeside decide to set up this type of a program?
Well, initially, I was having conversations with the woman who was then in charge of our praise venue about more decorative elements within that venue, and the conversation just led towards Christians and creativity and some of the dreams and thoughts that I had about potentially putting together a residency and showing which I think has a dual purpose, both supporting the artist and supporting the church. And then we brought Chris Steves into that conversation, and he's the artistic director at Lakeside, and we all sat together and discussed what could this look like, and I was asked to put together a more formal proposal that would be almost contractual, to say this is what the church would be responsible for with this in this relationship, and this is what the artist would be responsible for in this relationship. And I put that together and proposed it to the church, and it was something that a direction that they were wanting to head, and we just decided to go and do that then.
Now, the Artist in Residence program is actually something that's you more hear about in academia, and there may be some people out there listening that aren't familiar with that term. What is an Artist in Residence?
Well, an Artist in Residence is when an organization supports an artist to further their work, give them the opportunity, the time, the space, sometimes the finances to concentrate on their work and get more of their work put out. And so it's a relationship that's created, and each artist-in-residence program will have its own set of guidelines in how that relationship is to proceed. So we needed to sit down and say, how would this benefit, or what would it be in our situation, and how would it look at Lakeside? And so what we decided was that Lakeside will be responsible for providing space to work and a stipend for that one day a week. So there was a commitment on the artist's part to be there one day a week, a 9 to 5. It was a length of time, so we set it from September to June. And there was also the commitment on the artist to be available to speak to various groups within the community about creativity or Christians in the Arts or how to read artwork, how to read a visual piece, or anything that they might be interested in or could draw out of. The artist would also be putting together a workshop that would be for the larger Guelph community, not specifically for Lakeside, in their field. And that would be probably a Saturday workshop, and we're thinking right now in February. And then to put a show on of what they've worked on through the year at the end of the residency, and to leave a piece then as a memory of that time, leave a piece with the church. And the church's role in that is to show and promote that the arts are very important to us and that we want to support it. We want the church to redeem the culture, and we're going to show, but we're going to put feet on that and say we're going to commit to at least one artist a year moving out and ensure that they have the time and space to do their work. So.
People may see this and listen to this and think this is actually really different to have an artist working within a church context. But if you go back in church history, the church was one of the key patrons of the arts. What do you think the Lakeside program will do in terms of returning art back to the church context?
Well, I'm just hoping that it's something that can be picked up in other communities, at the church at large, as well, to see that this is being done, as you say, in the academic circles, and it is being done in numerous places. There are bookstores that will do this. There are museums, city museums, and other types of museums who will have someone. There are magazines who will take on an artist in residence. And the church is interested in the culture. We're interested in redeeming the culture, having Christ come in and redeem the culture. And so this is just one of the ways that's out there that's has the church have a voice, and it's interesting to the media, and it's interesting to the community, and they say, well, what does this mean? And it starts conversations in that area. And so I'm hoping that, again, as you say, the church was the primary patron of the arts for many, many centuries, and I think that that can be the way and should be the way again. We're the people who are tapped into the Creator, as we all are. I think all of humanity has the creative spirit, but there's an answer that can come through what we're doing, and I'm hoping that the church will see our responsibility to be involved in the culture, in the arts, to be on the cutting edge, to be the ones who are doing something first instead of following the culture and making music to sound like the culture or making art to look like what everybody else is doing, that we can be cutting edge, we can be ahead of the game, and contributing new things. And unless you're giving artists the space and the time to do that, it's harder to get that forward. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the purpose of any artist in residence, is to give the artist the opportunity to put something new out there. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that will be what the church can participate in that.
Now, you talked about the fact that this program is going to be reaching out into the broader community. That how will it benefit people who are involved in artistic endeavors within the congregation itself?
Well, we'd like to put together, as an aside, one of the things I'd personally like to do in this role is to put together a working list of professional working artists within the community so that there's a connection there and there's ability to network, because often in any of the fields of art, there are opportunities that arise that you can't accept, that come to you, that you'd like to be able to pass along. So I'd like to see that the artists within the community are acknowledged and represented and supporting one another and being supported, and, you know, in a networking fashion, and being used, and hopefully not just within the Lakeside community, but within all of the churches in Guelph, and then, you know, large. I know there are quite a few umbrella organizations for this type of thing. We, Imago in Toronto, and several other places that are doing this. But I think you can do it more locally as well, so that we know who we are, and we know how we can connect and pass work along and encourage each other. So that's the hope for the artists within the community.
Now, is there also an intent that this is going to be a program that will continue after you're finished in June?
The hope is that it will continue indefinitely. What we'll need to do is generate enough interest that we will have people who will apply for following years, and so that we can set it up and keep it going, yeah.
Great. Now, if people are interested in the program and want to find a little bit more about it, especially if there's another church out there that's listening and saying, hey, this could be something we could do, how can they get more information about this?
Well, you could contact Lakeside, and they will likely direct you initially to Chris Deves, who is the artistic director here, and he can give them information, and they can contact me as well. I'm here one day a week. So Chris would be your first line of conversation.
Great. Okay, Sylvia, thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. And to my guest, Sylvia Woods, be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.